Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, and I love that you're continuing to expand your mind and energy and consciousness. I just love it so much, and I really am excited about today's episode. It is divine timing, as always. You know, these episodes come up at the time that they do for a reason, and right now is such a pivotal time in a lot of people's lives, but most people don't even realize it. And that's the reason that I'm really excited about today's episode, is because it really sheds some light on this. Because, of course, my biggest suggestion for you is to become aware of it and then also make sure to lift your energy or clean your energy in any area that you need to do to really make sure that you're on track with creating your best life, you know, best health, best life moving forward. And, you know, what most people don't realize is that even the things that are around them that they're avoiding can still affect the mind. And sometimes what happens is the things that we're purposely avoiding, even, you know, maybe the fear that's going on in the world or the conspiracy theories or the stress or the angst or things like that that we're really working on just avoiding can seep into the subconscious mind and affect things like your health and your life and what you're manifesting. And I have been seeing more and more of it. And I've helped people to create some radical shifts in the area of finances and love and relationships and health and, you know, seeing that shift when they become just aware of what it is that is going on in their subconscious mind and their energy. And of course, that's not just something that's happening right now in the world. You know, I went through the same type of thing in my injury, which I'll share more of that story as we go along. So it'll kind of give you context as we're going. But these were some things that I dealt with as I was getting better or even after I got better that I needed to clean from my energy as well. So it's not just the time. However, right now, there are a lot of things that are going on between COVID and politics and lockdown and conspiracy theory and just all that kinds of stuff that gets caught in people's energy that, again, if you just become aware of it, you can actually shift out of it and feel better and happier and also clear any type of health or life issues that might be manifesting on that level. And that's exactly what's been going on with our volunteer, Mirka, who I have to say you are absolutely going to love. She has this beautiful accent and this really sweet laugh. And so that said, as we're going through this, I want you to notice if there's anything that you have seen in your energy that you want to make sure and shift. And we'll talk about a few different areas, you know, health, of course, and also, you know, finances or relationships. You know, there's a lot of areas where I'm seeing these emotions or these things manifest. And so that's where we're going. And let's go ahead and dive in with Mirka.
Hi,
All right. Hello, hello.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm very excited to speak to you. I can't believe it yet.
Yay, it's wonderful to connect with you. I love it. And thank you so much for your patience. It's such a pleasure to connect with you, Enda. And what can I help you with today? I have not read your form at all, so.
Okay. Basically, I put on the, because it's been quite a while, so I put vertigo, but really number one was my hip, left hip. I've got, it doesn't prevent me to do many things, but I cannot sit cross-legged, and I love doing yoga and I love doing my meditation cross-legged, and this hip, I just can't cross my legs on the floor, and it just, you know, my knee kind of stands like that. I can't do that, like a lotus position. And when I do try and stretch a little bit, it actually gets sore. I felt it go, funnily enough, when I was doing yoga 3 months ago, or something like that, 4 months even. And I've done a few things, including a chiropractor, but it's just not shifting. And okay. The last time I had this was maybe 7 years ago. And it was a lot worse than this time. I couldn't even sleep at night because it was so inflamed.
Okay.
And the other thing is the vertigo. I've had it since the beginning of January. And it was quite bad for about 4 days. It progressively getting a little bit better, but I can feel it still. Now is gone a lot better than before, but I can still feel it's a little bit there. So if I put my head down or if I lay flat, I can feel this whoosh in my head.
Okay. So. All right. Interesting. Okay. So there's that. Okay. Bingo. Bingo. Okay. And interesting. All right. So there's that. Bingo. All right. And if I ask you 0 to 10, what is the level of feeling the whoosh and the vertigo in your head right now?
At the moment, I'd say, well, because I'm standing up right now, it's okay. But just before, I was going forward, and it was a 3.
Okay. And so when you just did that right then?
I'd have to go a bit more down because I'm sitting down. It is not happening. But if I were on the floor,
okay,
with my legs crossed like I did before, yeah, I can still feel it. Yeah, I can feel it a little bit. I've kind of here a little bit, like a tiny bit.
Okay.
Because I'm sitting, but...
All right. So there's that. Okay. And then, all right. So that's one thing. Bingo. And as far as your hip, how much can you feel your hip?
I can do most things, but as soon as I try and go back to yoga or sit cross-legged, it comes back. Right now I'm sitting normal, but it's on about 6 to 7.
Okay. And if you tried to cross your legs right now, what would happen?
It would go up. Today is not as bad as usual, but I tried it before and it was definitely an 8.
Okay. All right. So, So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
I have something else today that I didn't put on the form. And I don't know why, but it's just come back. It's something in my like around my diaphragm. So if you hear me cough, it's stress. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So give me one second. And so the universe says, it says one thing at a time is what it's telling
us. Good.
So that's where it's at. And then also it's kind of, it's interesting what's coming up. So it's, all right. what country do you live in?
I live in the UK in a small island, the Isle of Man, in between UK and Ireland, quite north.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And how's your weather today?
Very gray. Very gray. yeah.
Okay. So, bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, I do want to say I just love her laugh. Just so sweet, so precious. And funny that she caught herself. She started to say the weather in England was terrible and then, of course, changed that. And just precious. But there was a reason that I asked her what country she was from is because I can tell as I'm kind of checking into her energy and what's going on with her physical ailments that there's a bit to do with politics in there, which is interesting because as you'll see moving forward, she's actually avoiding politics. And so that's what's going to come up, which is actually going to be really insightful the more we go down the rabbit hole. But that was the reason that I asked what country she was from, because I wanted to just check into what political area we were looking at. So that's what we're going to be working with. And don't worry, we're not going to get too heavily into politics itself, but more so clearing your own energy from things that might be impacting you in your life, with your health, with manifesting, all kinds of things. Because, you know, as I mentioned, I'll share more of my story coming up. But even when I was getting better, there were different things and conspiracy theories that also even impacted my healing journey in a variety of different ways. And so that's where we're going. And just a quick recap as far as the physical ailments that we're going to be working on. She mentioned she's got physical pain in her hip at a level 6 to 7, just as she's sitting there. And normally it's even higher. She mentioned when she stretches, it's an 8 and above. And so there's that we're going to be working on. And then also she mentioned she has a level 3 of vertigo in her head. And so we are going to be working on that as well. And just a quick reminder for anybody who might have vertigo or different things like that, you know, a lot of times people try to avoid the doctor and just work on it on their own. If you are having something going on with your head or different things like that, you always want to just get it checked out, not just bypass the medical system. So just always wanting to say that to make sure you're staying responsible when it comes to your health. And then, of course, making sure to make that radical shift and do what you need to do fully to heal. And so that, of course, is where we're going. And let's go ahead and dive back in with Mirka. Okay, and if I ask you how much you pay attention to American politics, how much would you say that is?
Oh, I don't watch the news very much. So very little. I know only, you know, like big headlines every now and again, but I kind of stay out of it.
Okay. And and if I ask you how much it stresses you to hear of all of that, how much does it stress you?
Well, I never thought about it. I just don't want the, I get a 10.
A 10. Okay.
I didn't even. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so, bingo. All right. So here we go. Okay. So you saw what happened with our Capitol in the beginning of January, right? As far as the Capitol building. Okay. So if I ask you how you felt about that.
The Capitol building.
The Capitol.
Oh, yes. What all the people breaking in. Yes. I only saw snippets, only snippets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to
go on.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And if I remind you that your life is what you make of it and that you are safe Bingo. And I'm asking you to bring in the feeling that you are safe. I'm going to ask you to bring in that feeling. Bingo. And out of curiosity, I just want you to notice how this would feel. So I'm going to ask you to picture that everything actually smooths out with American politics. I ask you to just picture that. Everything smooths out with American politics.
Mm-hmm.
When you picture that, how does that feel to you?
Well, funnily enough, it's making me cough and I get a feeling here as if I can't breathe very well, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like a knot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that, bingo. Bingo. And bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick insight. You know, if you think back to the very beginning of this episode, when I mentioned that sometimes the things that we're avoiding are the things that can be the biggest triggers in our subconscious mind. And a very simple example of that is to think about somebody who's been very hurt in relationships, so much so that they'll actually avoid being in a relationship. You know, that's a common example that we can see. Now, if you think about this situation for a moment, she mentioned she's been avoiding politics. And as soon as I mentioned politics, she mentioned she was having a hard time breathing. And when she said that I'm having some pain right here, she was actually pointing at her solar plexus. And by the way, sometimes when you listen to these episodes, you'll notice that I'm only doing audio. Other times I'm doing audio and video where I actually see the person. So it kind of mixes up depending upon location and different things like that. But either way, I could see her pointing to her solar plexus. And she also mentioned she was having a hard time breathing just at the mention of politics in the Capitol building. And so I am going to have her start bringing in the feeling that she's safe. That's where we're going to go next. And so if you are somebody who has been impacted and stressed out by the U.S. political system, you'll want to definitely follow along. And if you're somebody who's been stressed out by politics in your country, you'll want to also follow along. So wherever that is for you, I'd highly suggest just following along, bringing in the feeling of safety, because I want to go ahead and again and follow along, because I want to help you to create some shifts in your energy. And so that's where we're going, and let's go ahead and dive back in with Mirka. And I'm going to ask you to repeat this. What if you're completely safe? What if your body knew that you were completely safe?
You know, I'm getting very emotional about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my body knows. I found that feeling when you mentioned it before for a couple of seconds, 3 seconds, and then I went into a bit of a agitated feeling,
because
mm-hmm. I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to just play with the emotion of finding it. Okay, just finding it, and don't stress about it. Just lightly say, "What if you felt completely safe in this moment?" Like, if you think about it. Is there a bear chasing you right now?
No.
No. Is there a lion chasing you right now?
No.
No. Can you take that in? And can you look around the room? Can you look around the room? Do you see any bears?
Nope.
No. Do you see any lions? Tigers?
No. No.
Okay. So can you bring in the awareness that it turns out you are safe?
unless you're seeing something I'm not.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Look to the right. Anything scary over there?
Nope.
Are you sure? There's a wall.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And are you safe?
Yes. I know it in my head, I'm safe, but I can't feel it.
I hear you. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I want you to notice how unstable it felt with the capital stuff and the politics stuff and all of that. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And right, you're like, Americans, get your shit together. Come on, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Totally. So I'm gonna ask you to breathe. I'm gonna ask you to breathe. Bingo. I'm gonna ask you to bring in the feeling. Bingo. That our thoughts help create our lives, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, bingo. Yes. So I want to bring in an awareness for a moment. You know, if you've been listening to past episodes or no?
A lot. Yes, a lot.
Wonderful. So you've probably heard me say before that there were more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any other time in history, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to remind you that that isn't just about money. It's about the awareness that we don't have to be sheep following what everybody else does and creating what everybody else does, right? So if we're thinking, so there were a bunch of people thinking scarcity and lack, and it's, and that there was no way to make it financially, and they ended up also experiencing that. But there were other people who got resourceful, who started thinking in a different way, right? All right, so let's go ahead and pause it for a few really powerful insights. You know, first and foremost, I want you to notice how you are feeling. And if you are somebody who has been feeling a lot of fear, I highly recommend even listening to those simple exercises a few extra times to help you bring in and access the feelings of safety. You know, because even notice, as we started, she mentioned that she's feeling so much fear that she's having a really hard time even accessing or remembering what it even feels like to feel a sense of safety. And a lot of people have been experiencing similar feelings for one reason or another, or there's a whole gamut of feelings that we're going to talk about here for a second. But after the last few years, as far as politics or COVID or the lockdown or jobs or work or different things like that, there are a lot of people who have a high amount of emotions for one reason or another. And that's why I mentioned in the very beginning that this time right now is so pivotal. You know, if you stop and think about it for a moment, about how emotional everybody has been, you know, as far as the lockdown or politics or COVID or, you know, fear or victim. I mean, just so many different things going on, even in this last year, but even over the last few years. And when you stop and think about the awareness that emotions are energy, you, of course, can see or even think about the amount of emotional intensity that's been going on that's got to be impacting people and their lives on some level, right? And of course, absolutely. And up until this point right now, I have been seeing all kinds of things. I have seen people manifest really negative situations, and in helping them identify why something manifested in their life, it had to do with bringing it back to patterns from politics or emotions from politics, different things like that. I've seen a lot of people who have manifested issues with their health. And when they started to shift those, that's when they were able to heal their body. And so I've been seeing a lot of that and more of it just continuing. And so my biggest suggestion to you is, if you are somebody who's gone through these last few years and has felt a lot of heightened emotions to make sure to let them go. You know, let the story go, let the energy go, and really come back to your center, come back to your joy, come back to a feeling of feeling safe, or even creating that for the first time if this has been a fearful pattern for you for a long period of time. But my biggest suggestion to everybody as we're making this transition with COVID and politics and lockdown and all these things is to really notice what's going on with your energy. Notice what's going on with your sense of safety and your happiness and coming out of this whole thing and how you want to feel, what it is that you're wanting to manifest, what it is that you're wanting to create. And, you know, if you are somebody who is deeply into politics, then what you'll want to do is you'll want to create a vision of what you do want and focus on that and how that feels, you know, and really start looking at that in a positive way. Because as you've probably seen, there's a lot of people who have been stuck in the anger and the fight of everything. And there are a lot of people who, for one reason or another, have been feeling like a victim. And I can tell you that I have worked with plenty of people and seen plenty of people who have manifested victim or persecution or different circumstances because that was a lot of the energy that they were feeling from politics. And then it ended up showing up in their life because that was the overwhelming feeling. And so you'll want to make sure that you're willing to really shift that. And I do know that there are some people who are still very stuck in that space of fear, and they feel like, you know, their brain is telling them they've got to stay in that fear to be able to pay attention. But I mean, if I give you a extreme example, you know, if you think about Holocaust survivors, if you've ever met or listened to one that is still living, they'll talk to you about the power of positivity is what helped them to actually survive, you know? And so, of course, that, again, is an extreme example. But my point is that no matter where you are and what you've been experiencing, that the more you step into the positive and focus on the positive, the more it will help your health and your life and your happiness. And so I'm not saying don't pay attention to anything. It means instead that know that you're okay and focus on where it is that you want to go and that you don't have to be like the sheep. You know, you don't have to be what everybody else is being and doing and the chaos or the negativity of it all. Instead, you want to create on a different level. And so, you know, using that same example that there were more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any other time in history, really embodying that and thinking about the awareness that you want to do things consciously in a different way. And by the way, part of the reason that I used that example is because over the last couple of years, I would say that there were some times where politics got to me a bit, where I was like, wait a second here, you know, I felt some emotional responses towards politics. And I had to remind myself that if I was upset or frustrated or annoyed with them, that ultimately, whoever or whatever it was then influencing my health and my life. And so I had to remind myself and say, wait a second here, you know, I cannot do what everybody else is doing. Let me make sure to keep my own core being. And that's been really helpful. But this is the biggest thing, is you have to want to change. And so I would say to Democrats, you know, if you've been feeling like a victim towards Trump and all this stuff, I would say definitely let the energy go completely and really, really get rid of it. Or even, you know, I know there are a lot of Republicans who are feeling like a victim, or Trump supporters who are feeling like it's not fair, and they're feeling that. And by the way, I have seen people just based off that feeling, it's not fair, it's not fair, create some pretty unpleasant situations in their life by really harboring those feelings very intensely. And so I would say definitely, you know,
let that go. And I've also seen a lot of Trump supporters who are in this space where they really feel like Democrats being in office right now is like apocalyptic, like the world is going to end as we know it because Democrats are in office. And so they have so much fear. If that's you, you'll want to let it go. You know, I've had people like literally in angst, in anxiety, saying, oh my God, do you know what's going to happen if Biden and Pelosi are in office at the same time? And just literally freaking out, you know, and having so much fear. And of course, in that situation, I, you know, reminded them that that already happened from 2008 to 2016, that Biden and Pelosi were in office at the same time. You know, Biden was just the vice president. So either way, point being, it's not about the politics. It's about your feelings. And so, you know, if you think about Mirka and how I just mentioned the topic of politics with her, and suddenly she was feeling like she couldn't breathe. You know, if you're feeling any of these feelings, even if it's not taking your breath away, you'll want to, instead of running from them, you want to look at them and release them and come back to your center, your happiness, and get positively focused on the direction and the way that you want to go, because that's what's going to help your health, your life. That's what's going to help you flourish. And so you don't want to do this for anybody else. You want to do it for you. And, you know, even if you've listened to past episodes where you've seen people create radical changes in their health and in their life, that's the power of your mindset, your emotions. And you don't want any political system or anything outside of you to hijack your future. And of course, it's not hijacking it if you're giving your mind into it. And as I mentioned, in my own situation, I had some conspiracy theories that left me stuck a bit also. And so I will talk and share a bit more of those as well. But you'll want to notice if there's anything that here that you feel emotional about, and shift it for you. You don't want your life and your health and your happiness to be hijacked by a political system. Instead, focus on what it is that you're wanting to see and create that. See that in your energy. See that in your mind so you can head towards that specific vision. Now, I am going to mention something that is a bit sensitive if I haven't already. You know, and before I do, I want to remind you that I didn't bring up this topic. Mirka did. And I'm joking. And I know it's a sensitive topic. And to be honest with you, my human self would have been like, this is the last topic that I want to bring up because I know how sensitive it is for so many people. And so for that reason, I'd kind of want to steer clear of it. But that's also the reason that I'm really excited about you taking in this information and really using it to your benefit to help clear your energy. Because, you know, I mentioned that I see people manifesting negative things and even negative lawsuits, you know, feeling those feelings of persecution, like, you know, like if you think about Trump's energy, where there's a feeling of feeling like the government's always after them, you know, that they've been very much stuck in that energy and they're feeling that, or victim type situations to the tune of millions of dollars, you know? And so I'm going, wait, stay out of the victim mode. And so this may not be millions of dollars for you, but it's your life, it's your health, it's your energy. And so for that reason, I'm speaking to what is pretty sensitive. And so I would say, you know, if you are somebody who is a Trump supporter or you're not, either way, you want to make sure to clear your energy. And let's say that you are somebody who does support Trump. And what I would suggest is, instead of picturing him as somehow becoming the next president and getting back into office, instead I would recommend picturing what it is that you want. So maybe there's something from his politics that you like about him, and really picturing that in. And so maybe it's the way he handled such and such, or taxes, or whatever it is. And instead of picturing him necessarily in office again, picture what it is that you really, really want. Because one of the issues is, of course, because of the amount of negativity he brings, it's opposite of expanding consciousness. You know, so if you look at the world and you're obviously somebody who's here, so you're wanting to lift, you're wanting to expand and empower and lift the vibration. And obviously we can all look around and see that, you know, his ways of doing things actually has caused a lot of chaos and negativity that lowers the vibration. And we can see that. And so maybe what you do is you picture something that you like about his politics or his tax policies or whatever it is, and we get somebody in the office next who's like that, or things over the next few years go that way, you know, or something like that. Or maybe miraculously Trump is a changed man, and when he does come into office, he's more about unifying everybody and, you know, or something like that. But either way, I would just say I'm trying to be very, very neutral here, as everybody can probably tell. You know, I just want to be neutral. I'm not trying to trigger anybody with this. But what I am saying is that we need to have a desire for both the picture that you want, the positivity, and also a vision that lets the negativity go and just really wholeheartedly steps into the positive. So there's that. The other thing is, you know, as I mentioned, there were people who were feeling a victim, like with Trump, and, you know, in a few different ways. You know, some people feel victim, like the media has just been after Trump. And, you know, when you stop and look at it, the media goes after anybody who gives them bait, you know. Even if you think about Borat, the film Borat, which was, you know, done mocking Trump. And, you know, a lot of people felt like he was just attacking Trump. But if you also heard his acceptance speech for the Golden Globes, you know, when Sacha Baron Cohen made his acceptance speech, he said thank you to the all-white Hollywood Foreign Press Association. So notice, even as he was accepting his award for the film he made in calling Trump out, he simultaneously then called out the Hollywood Foreign Press Association as well. And so notice, it wasn't really angled one way or another. It's just, you know, people will call out different things all of the time. And so quite simply, point being, you just want to make sure that you personally are not taking on that victim energy. And you'll want to notice if you are. And what you'll want to do is remind yourself that Trump is also a creator of his life. And so this all unfolded, and the media stuff and himself and all of these things all unfolded for a reason in his life. You know, why he didn't get it, there's a reason. Everything is manifested. Every single person is manifesting. And so if you are somebody who does support him and you've been feeling like a victim, then a reframe on that for yourself would be instead going, well, why did Trump manifest losing? Why didn't he get it? And just instead stay in that energy so you don't have to take on the victim energy of it all. All right, so I hope that you felt that was very, very neutral. Whatever you are, wherever you are, whoever you are, making sure to just create a picture and bring in positive energy, whatever your belief system is, whatever your feelings are, whatever your political views are, of positivity and of things going really great. All right, so we're going to go ahead and dive back in with Mirka. And as we do, you'll want to listen closely to this next part and what she says about conspiracy theories. And we're not going to go into any specific ones on this segment, but my point being is that you'll want to just notice her way of thinking, because that, of course, is also pivotal. And it was really important in working with her energy. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in. And if I ask you, by the way, how much you feel like you've been stuck in the conspiracy theories and all this stuff, how much would you say that is?
I definitely was for a while, and then I decided to let go, at least in my head. I don't know if you think the same.
Yeah. Okay. And That's part of it. I don't know what to believe, who to believe, how to believe, what's going on, blah, 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 all of that, right? You see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want to again remind you, there were more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any other time in history, meaning that there were people that got resourceful, that didn't get stuck in fear, who took action and positive action in their lives to create the life that they wanted.
Yeah.
And so my point is I'm asking you to breathe. And I want you to think about how great it would feel to be stuck in the conspiracy theories and the BS and the blah, 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 and all that stuff for the next 10 years, or make it 20 years.
No, God,
30 years.
Or no, absolutely.
If you remind your mind, your thoughts help create your life, and you have better things to do with your energy and your mental resources and your life than to get caught up in all of that. But instead, you want to focus on where you want to go and getting the right information in your mind and focusing on your life and creating it and happiness and love and success and enjoying life, right?
Yeah, very much.
I'm asking you to take in that feeling. You don't have to follow what everybody else is doing. You don't have to get stuck in the fear and the conspiracy theories and all this stuff, because it actually can screw things up for you, right? And so, bingo. Definitely. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to remind yourself and remind your mind that your life is your own. Your life is your own. Your mind is your own. Focus on where you want to go with clarity. Focus on where you want to go, feeling strong, feeling empowered, and focus on where you want to go, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I want you to think about how stuck you were in the conspiracy theories even 3 months ago. How much would you say that is?
In my head, I was... I mean, I'm getting a 10, but in my head, I'm actually less. So,
yeah, I'm getting a 10 too.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So at least we're on the same page on that.
Okay.
I love your self-awareness and your sense of humor. You're fabulous. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it for a few really powerful insights. You know, first and foremost, notice when we started talking about the conspiracy theories that she mentioned that her brain was in it at a level 10, but that she was no longer there. However, you can see that it was still in her subconscious mind and her energy. Also, notice that she's even feeling relief as she's starting to shift this. So she can see that it was actually more stressful and creating more negative tension in her body than she even consciously realized. And I see that all of the time with people. You know, a lot of people are, you know, once they create that shift, they go, oh my God, I didn't realize how much my body was actually holding on to this. So that's key. And you'll notice, by the way, as we continue on, just the amount of shift and relief that she is experiencing from letting this stuff go. And again, the reason that I point that out is because a lot of times, especially when it comes to conspiracy theories, they can end up getting your mind sucked in hook, line, and sinker. And you're so on board with it that there's so many emotions with it that you don't even realize consciously for most people. And so for that reason, you'll want to become conscious of what might be going on in your subconscious to really create that shift. Now, I do want to be clear that I'm not saying that everything in our world is all transparently divulge to us and everything like that. I am not saying that at all. What I am saying is I'm saying not to get your emotions all sucked into it, and anger or frustration or, you know, unsafe or all of those things, but instead just to look at the bigger picture and really pay attention to what's going on. I mean, even if you think about it for a moment,
even on a past episode, I mentioned that the government had actually done some testing on gifts with the mind, like remote viewing and ESP and things like that. And the government didn't actually release anything till like 20-something years later, you know. And if you happen to miss that episode, basically what it was is the CIA, along with Stanford University, actually started doing a bunch of studies in the 70s with like things like remote viewing and ESP and, you know, different things like that. And they were able to see that our minds really are incredible and that we can have these gifts. And instead of sharing the information with the public, the government chose to keep that information in hiding. And I think it was finally released somewhere in like the mid to late 90s. So it has been released. But point being is that I'm not saying that everything is always transparent and there's nothing else going on. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that you want to make sure not to get yourself emotionally caught up in it. And you want to instead just pay attention and observe. And even, by the way, when I was going through my own situation, I mentioned that I had been caught up in a conspiracy theory that impacted me in a few different ways and kind of sidetracked me from where I really wanted to go. And it required me to reprogram my mind. And kind of what that looked like in my life was that, you know, after my doctor said that there was nothing else they could do for me, I started looking at diet and supplements. And I ended up finding this guy who was marketing about, you know, the government doesn't want you to know that you can heal and all of these things. And it was a lot of that conspiracy feeling and all of that. And so I ended up with a couple different links in my mind, is that first and foremost, the government didn't want me to heal. And secondly, that this guy was like my best friend. He was like, he wanted me to get better. And so I bought his book and all these things. And when I read his book, though, unfortunately, it didn't actually provide cures. You know, it said it did, but they weren't in it. And the information to me wasn't very profound. It was a lot of stuff I already knew, or, you know, it wasn't that profound. It was a lot of conspiracy theories. But even though I thought, you know, okay, this wasn't for me, and I could see when I looked at it logically that it didn't really make a lot of sense, I had a lot of feelings from the situation that stayed in my subconscious mind, just like when we look at Mirka, where she got out of that conspiracy, but she had some feelings and energy stay in her subconscious mind. So I had that same thing happen. Like, you know, I had a deep feeling that like this guy was on my side, and also like the government really, really, really didn't want me to heal. And it was an interesting combination of emotions. And of course, for me to get better, I did have to heal and let go of the anger and all of that towards the government. So that was one thing that I had to do. And another thing is that after I got better, I started helping people, you know, because a lot of people were asking what I did to get better. So I just helped them. And they got amazing results. And what I would tell them, the first thing I would say is, shh, don't tell anybody. Okay? Because I had that feeling, that fear in my subconscious mind that was like, okay, well, I don't want people to know that they're healed and whatnot because the government doesn't want us to heal. Okay? So that obviously was something that I had to change as well. And so there are a lot of other things, but point being is that you'll want to make sure to clean up your energy, because conspiracy theories can be very tricky in that you end up feeling a lot of times like somebody has your best interest in mind who doesn't really have your best interest in mind, but you end up feeling that way. Or you end up feeling fearful towards things that aren't really a reason to feel fear. You know, for example, there are a lot of Trump supporters who believe that, you know, Biden's going to ruin and take out the entire U.S., you know, and the entire country is going to be gone or wrecked or ruined, you know, like save America. And they really, really believe that. Or there's also a lot of Democrats that have a feeling that, you know, they believe that everything is going to, you know, there's just a lot of beliefs on both sides. We'll put it that way. But point being is that you'll want to take your emotions and yourself and really balance it back out and come to your center, because you have a life to create. You have a life to live, and you don't want to get sucked in to all that stuff. Instead, you want to really create this life and make it everything that you want it to be in love, health, happiness, success. You know, you want to live a full life in every area of life. And so you'll want to really create an authentic shift for you in this area. All right. So that said, whether your conspiracy theories or false beliefs or whatever it is has to do with politics or health or, you know, life or aliens or whatever it has to do with, my biggest suggestion is to, sure, observe, but to keep an open mind and to make sure to keep your center, because you have life to live. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. What do you want to do with your life? Okay. And I want you to just for a moment, go ahead. I'm going to ask you, here we go. So I'm going to ask you just for
question.
A moment. Good, good. And I'm going to ask you to bring that focus in.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, funnily enough, is making myself safe financially.
Bingo. So, right. So I'm going to ask you to stop there. Funny enough, making yourself safe financially. So moving forward, and you have dreams, you have places, you things you want to create in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why don't you just stay stuck in the conspiracy theories and the BS and all of that, and let me know how that goes for you.
No.
No, right? It's a trap. It's a trap. Yeah. Stay out of it. Stay out of it. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Like if I ask you, if you think about somebody who's stuck in the conspiracy theories for the next 10 years, how much are they having fear or hating the government or hating this people or hating that people or arguing their point or all of those things?
Yeah, yeah. No, that I did realize that, to be honest. And I thought, yeah, it's not going to help.
It's not.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, and so... Bingo.
Someone whoever is right, whoever is wrong. Yeah, it's never going to be an answer. So,
exactly. Exactly. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the awareness. You have better things to do with your life than that.
Absolutely.
You have better things. You are a creator. You're creating your life the way you want it to be. And you have better things to do than the argument and the chaos and the conspiracy than all of that. You have a life to create, right?
Yeah, very much so. Great. Very much so.
Very much so.
You said
right?
it. Yes, you said it.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of feeling safe. And by the way, even just pulling your mind and your energy further out of that, like if I ask how you feel right now, you notice the difference, right?
Yes, totally.
A little bit or a lot?
Quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So quite a lot. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment again to come into your center, and I'm going to remind your mind, you have a life to live. You have things to create. You don't want to be in all of that stuff. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. You see, the thing of it is, if everybody just started adding kindness and adding love and adding joy and was focused on a life that they want to create, then we would look around and just realize how great life is, right? Mm-hmm. It would be easy. So if everybody took their attention off of the argument and off of the angst and the fear and the, you know, and really started creating what they want, be beautiful, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to picture your life going in the direction you want it to go. I'm going to ask you to picture that and feel it and picture it. Beautiful. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And next week, how much do you want to give your mind and your energy and your power to a bunch of conspiracy theories and going over all that stuff in your head?
Oh, no.
Zero
Definitely.
To 10.
Zero.
Zero. Great. What about next month?
Zero.
Zero. What yeah. about 2 months from now?
Zero.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
Bingo. And I want you to notice that that part of you, that there was a point where you wanted to argue your points and be right over others. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ages ago, but yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to let that battle go and the argument go. Let the argument go. You don't have to win that one. You can win at the game of life. That argument, nobody gets a prize if you win. It's not like it's like, hey, you won this argument. There's no prize, right? But when you win at the game of life, there's a lot of gifts in that, and health and love and connection and success and joy and experience. I mean, there's so many things to win from that, right?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to bring that awareness in, that you got to remind your mind not to be in the chaos and the blah, blah, blah of stuff, but instead
okay.
focus at winning at the game of life. And that doesn't mean winning over others. It just means creating the life yeah. that you want.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, winning at the game of life means creating the life that you want. And everybody wants different things, which is beautiful. And we're all here for different reasons. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you to lean forward. I'm going to ask you if you could even just try the vertigo position and let me know how your head feels.
Okay.
Bingo.
I'm going to have to sit down. So
perfect.
I think less than before, just the one around here.
Great. So you can see that it's coming down, which is really awesome and impressive. And of course, you're the one who's doing that. So great job with your energy. And notice the number that's still left when it comes to your hip. What's your level? 0 to 10.
5. It's five. It's sore. It's uh-huh. sore. Yeah. Right. But maybe 6. Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because there are some really powerful insights right here. You know, first and foremost, notice that she's actually bringing the vertigo down to just a level 1, which is really impressive considering that she's working with conspiracy theories, just because conspiracy theories tend to take a lot of work. And the reason I say that is for 2 reasons, really. Is because first and foremost, a lot of times it involves trusting somebody or feeling like somebody is on your side that isn't necessarily on your side. For example, you know, I mentioned the marketing with, you know, cures that the government doesn't want you to get better and things like that. And from that, you know, I felt like this guy was like on my side who, when I really started to clear my mind, realized that he just had really good marketing or bad marketing or whatever you want to call it, but let's just call it really strong marketing that sucked me in, okay? So there was that. And then so when you create that bond with somebody where you really feel like they have your back, it makes it harder to dissolve those type of connections. And so you have to really actually want to and really create that shift. So that's one reason. Now, the second reason is because anytime we have an emotion about something, we tend to attract that. You know, you've seen from past episodes where people will have a pattern and they attract more of the same and more of the same. That's something we've talked about consistently. Or even in life, just objects showing up. I mean, if you think about, you've probably heard before of somebody thinking about buying a car or actually buying a car, and then you start to see that car everywhere. You know, it shows up to your left and to your right, and you end up parking next to it or whatever it is, because that car, it just seems like it's everywhere because that's what you're attracting. And that even happens with things like conspiracy theories. You know, for example, the other day I was actually on social media and I saw this post where this guy wrote, you know, something like, you know, ever since such and such happened, we won't go into the political event, hashtag save the children has been taken off the internet and it's nowhere to be found. And, you know, and then somebody else was like, yeah, I wonder where hashtag save the children is. And they were specifically like using it and very invested in the fact that this hashtag was now missing and gone. And simultaneously, as I'm watching their post about it, I can see in my own newsfeed where I actually have posts coming through with hashtag save the children. And not only that, but even when I just quickly did a hashtag search on save the children, there was so many things up even in that current week. You know, there was just a lot of posts. And so point being is these people that were posting all this stuff, they weren't stupid people. They were just attracting what they were believing and feeling. And so they didn't see it anymore. And so that's what makes it hard to really shift these conspiracy theories, is because when you believe them, then you start to see evidence of them everywhere. And this also brings up a really important point about compassion. You know, you see people who are kind of attacking one another for having different belief systems. But when you stop and think about this awareness that people are seeing what they're believing, of course there's all this fighting back and forth about people saying, no, I'm right, no, I'm right. And they're then thinking the other person is somehow stupid because they can't see things from a different perspective. But again, that's because of all of this emotional charge around it. And so if you find yourself judging people as being stupid or being frustrated with somebody else, you'll want to make sure to just remind yourself of this moment, because ultimately, for us as a culture, as a world, to get to the next level of consciousness, we do need to find a place of unity and better harmony. We don't all have to believe the same things, but we do need to be nice to one another and really not engage in such intense negativity, because that's the opposite of consciousness. That's the opposite of elevating our energy. That's the opposite of spiritual growth. And so if you see this coming up in your life, you'll want to remind yourself to continue to shift your energy, and that it's important for you and your spiritual growth. And what's further is that for a lot of people, when they go through a very emotional period of time, a stressful event or a lot of emotions, they tend to lose themselves. You know, they tend to get caught up and sucked in to everything. And I've had so many people reach out and say, you know, oh my gosh, like I got sucked into this negativity or that thing, and they're just like coming out of it. And that, of course, is my hope for you, is for you to really evaluate what are some of the things that have emotionally charged you during this time, and would you like to let them go, because you have a bigger life to create. Your life is important. What you want to do, what you want to create, your health is important, your family, your success, all of that. And the more you have your energy freed up to be able to create what it is that you want, obviously the better that your life's going to be. And of course, just like this woman, Mirka, where I'm seeing this event affecting her health, there is a lot of people that I'm seeing that happen with, and also a lot of people that I'm seeing manifest negative victim type things, because those are the feelings that they've been feeling, or anger or resentment. I mean, just all kinds of things. And so my biggest suggestion again is to really evaluate and think about what makes sense for you and do it for you. Now, what I want to do is I'm actually going to continue the rest of the session on next week's episode, because as we dive back into this conversation, we're going to start working on the pain on her hip. And the whole conversation radically shifts, having to do with things like money and her purpose and career and family and those type of things. And just because this is such a big thing for a lot of people, from my heart to yours, I really wanted you to just take whatever your beliefs, your conspiracy theories, whatever's been emotionally bogging you down from these times, even if it's been something you've been avoiding, you'll want to look at it and decide consciously how you want to feel. All right, so that said, on the next episode, again, we are going to take it to the next level. And what's also really sweet is that after I finished working with her, she sent an email a few days later that was just amazing how she's doing great with her energy and she's keeping the pain down and she's doing that and she's really embodying that, which is, of course, key to get results. And by the way, on that note, I want to remind you, on every single session that I have with somebody, at the end, I always, always tell them, make sure to listen to the recording over and over and over, get it in and really create that change. And not only that, but I say, you know, if you need any additional help, come join my video set. It'll walk you through it step by step, how to use your mind. But the reason that I do that is because I want to make sure that people are really creating that change. Because all too often, just like where Mirka said, you know, oh, well, I stopped all the conspiracy theories and I got my head out of it. Notice this stuff was still in her energy. And my point in sharing that is even at this point right now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, I'm out of that conspiracy. It's done. But you'll want to make sure to really get it in, reinforce it, embody the change, and get it in to your subconscious mind. So that is key for getting real results. And part of the reason I emphasize that is because I don't want anybody ever coming to these episodes and thinking, okay, well, one call and they were out of pain and that's all they ever had to do to maintain it. It's not. You know, what I want people to get from these episodes is that they can do it, and understanding how the brain works and understanding that it is doable and achievable to actually create rapid healing because our minds are so amazing. And I want to emphasize to maintain the results, you really got to follow through and embody it. It does take real, authentic change. You can't trick the universe, God, divine, whatever you want to call it. It's about real change. And so that said, as far as real change goes, that's exactly what we're going to be doing with Mirka on the next episode, with a whole different level of profound insights regarding, again, family, money, relationships, career, growth, you know, really living life to its fullest. And so that said, I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.